Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View and the special show we're doing, which I am simply calling The Money Show. We're going to talk all about money from marriage up through and including retirement. I am sitting here with Jim Scheinberg, who's the managing partner of North Pier Fiduciary Management. I am actually in his office overlooking beautiful Los Angeles, the freeways, and all the way to the beach on this actually gorgeous, beautiful day. We are going to talk about how to have conversations about money in the family, and Jim has a special guest that he will introduce that's going to join us. Go ahead, Jim.
So we have with us today Paul Bob Vielick. Paul is the founder and leader of A Coach in Your Corner. He's going to tell you a little bit about what that means in a second, and also a men's group moderator, one that I participated in for about 5 years. I thought Paul was a great resource for us to bring in today to talk about, now that we've had this concept that we're going to plan and have these discussions amongst the family when we start those formative years, how do we actually have those communications? And then what other possible pitfalls do we run into along the way? Paul, good to have you.
Great, Jim. Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Hey, Paul, long time. It's Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce.
Yeah, how are you, dude?
I'm great, man. Never better. Great to be with you again around the fire.
It's excellent. Paul and I actually go way back. I remember when Paul was becoming a dad. Now, how old is your child? I forgot if it's a boy or a girl.
My son Benjamin is 6 years old, and this morning he asked me what comes first, the monsters or the angels. So he is great.
Okay, I only have one really important question about Benjamin.
Yeah.
Did he get blessed with your hair?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because, I mean, you have the best hair I've ever seen. And on that note, we will transition to money and you and Jim giving some thoughts on how do we talk to our women or how do women and men talk to each other about money. I'm going to turn it over to you and Jim, and I'll just intrude when I can to make it a little funny.
So, Bruce, as you know from your work, and Paul, as you know from yours, one of the topics that come up in men's work often is the communication in family about getting on the same page about goals and planning, even if you have the sense to do it. Paul, why don't you kick it off? How do you coach the men that you give advice to on how to have that kind of connection with their partners?
That's really great, and it's a really classical connection because it starts with the man first, and I ask every man, what kind of relationship with money do you have? And there's three classic types. Do you have an adversarial relationship? I hate money. I can't stand money. Do you have a wounded relationship? I never have enough. I don't know if there'll be enough money. Or do you have a magical relationship with money? I don't know. Where's it all coming from? So that starts with every man answering those three questions and understanding his relationship with money. And then,
well, what about the women in our lives who, in many cases, don't have the healthiest relationship with money? I mean, that is often a source of strife.
That's
so
right.
What is your counsel to the men that are having issues with their wife over budgets and spending, et cetera?
I coach men to get clear with the three approaches I mentioned and then have a family meeting with their wife as co-leaders, not one-up meeting, but a family meeting, him and her as co-leaders, and then bring a consensus, bring parity with the three kind of family money designs. Is it our money, number one? Number two, my money and your money? Or number three, our money and then some of mine and some of ours?
Okay, you need to explain that. That
sounds
curious. Really interesting.
Which one of those formats do you find, if one, maybe they all fit in the right situations, which one of those seems to be the most successful? And which one seems to be the most problematic?
I find the all our money seems to disempower and confuse men and women because she wants to go out and buy furs and boots, and he wants to go get a Corvette and a camera. And they kind of watch each other, and they keep a list, and it can be frustrating and conflictual. In the case of my money, her money, and then our money, it's very powerful. So they have an our money pot, but each of them also has their money to go out and buy boots and cameras.
And Corvettes.
And Corvettes. In the case of the third, my money, her money, then it is somewhat divisive, very, very almost sovereign, and then there's always a negotiation when it comes time to purchase a large and sundry item like as a Corvette.
Well, what happens, the most common, I think, problem in marriages with money, not putting a gender bias on one gender or the other being better or worse at it, is when one party is the bigger earner.
Yeah.
So how do you deal, or how do you recommend that couples deal with that in the our, mine, and his or hers scenario?
Right. Well, first, Bruce, I absolutely thank you for that point. I believe money is genderless, and that must be made very clear, that no one's one up or down with money in mind. And when there's a large earner, if it's a union and a collaboration and a team, and despite that by law, common law, you know, everyone's money is everyone's money in a marriage situation, then gratitude and generosity can take place. And if they pick one of those three models, it breaks down the big earner syndrome and the insecurity that often comes with it.
You know, taking a personal example, I am the financial provider in my family,
mm-hmm.
and my wife is the provider of almost everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And while we have plenty of things that we have conflict about, I really see it as totally equal. So I don't bring that judgment that I think I might have if I was younger, that, well, I pay for everything. I should have the nuclear option to take what just took place in the Senate as an example. No, I don't think I have any more weight in the decisions than she does. She takes care of stuff that is just as important to me, which is my family, my kids, my home, our family, our kids, our home, as me and my money. So I've grown, but I imagine it's not always so easy for couples to get there.
That's great, Bruce. That's a great example, and I agree. What you have done is that you have turned it into a contribution of domains. She handles this domain as an equal contributor. You handle this domain as an equal contributor. And I also hear something that I coach all men to do as soon as possible is to convert money into energy. Get away from the dollars and the coins and the numbers and just have it be energy. And so in your scenario, Bruce, you bring the energy to one domain that provides for the family, and she equally brings energy to her domains that provides for the family.
Well, Paul, those are really good signposts, but one of the big problems in family communication around money is when families fall out of communication around money. With just the minute that we have left, can you possibly give some advice about what happens when you've got that chasm that gets created, when the conflicts get created? How do you bridge it? How do you get back? And then make sure everybody knows how to reach you in case they want some follow-up information.
That's great. And absolutely, if that and when that happens, the couple must reach out for help. Whether it's her or him, they must reach out for perspective, for coaching, for help, so that they can get reunited, get back into conversation, and facilitate what the best system is for them. Does that make sense?
Makes total sense. And now, because you've made so much sense, please leave our listeners with some access to you. Where can they find you?
Thank you. They can find me at paulbobcoach.com. Do I give a phone number?
Sure.
310-452-9484.
One more time.
310-452-9484.
Thank you so much, Paul Bob. We are going to continue on the Money Show after these messages, and we're going to be talking about savings next. A thing called love.